it was the single most terrifying experience of the young man's life. The people around him stared, the people gawked, the people whispered and pointed at the alien walking down their school's halls. As the boy passed a group of felines, he heard them say every word in hushed whispers, like he would if they would have said it normally. "That's him, isn't it? Of course that's him. He looks so strange, but not bad-looking. You whore! Don't you know humans have diseases and... I meant his clothes!" "Sure you did." "I wish they wouldn't stare," the human thought as he walked down the Cornerian high school halls. He was extremely tense and on alert if the smallest thing was to attack. He had been living on Cornaria for about 2 weeks, and he'd holed up at the apartment the Cornerian government was providing. They also provided food, clothing, and a decent living allowance in case he wanted to get out and explore. I wish he didn't. The human was dressed in a black t-shirt with blue Cornerian designs on it, slacks for pants, nice fresh off the shelves running black shoes with black underpadded socks, his lucky green underwear, and by requirements a black leather collar around his neck. The human's hair was freshly cut and 1 inch short, combed back and held there with just enough gel, but most people who saw his hair thought he was old because of how white it was. His hair was bleach white, but he never bleached it or tried to alter its color. It was just naturally white due to some modifications. For the human, it was easy discerning males from females because thankfully their bodies were exactly like a Homo sapiens body, save the fur, scales, feathers, hands and feet. Cornerian feet were more animal depending on their species. If the Cornerian was an amphibian, he/she had more webbed feet. If avian, more bird-like feet. And if mammal, their feet looked more like which mammal they were. These same rules applied to their hands and whether or not they had tails.
Dude, where do you think his tail is?
Humans don't have tails, idiot. Well, what about ears then? Those things on the side of his head, obviously. Well, at least they got my ears right, the human thought as he came to the door he was looking for. Oh shit, that's my class! Lucky you, find out as much as you can about it. This is going to be a long term, the human thought to himself. As soon as the human stepped into the room, it fell deathly silent. The people who had shown up just a little bit early were now shocked to find the human exchange student standing in their first period classroom. "Stay calm, they aren't going to attack you. Just stay calm for..."
Hello, are you in the right class?"
an elderly weasel asked nervously. The human stared at the weasel before he nodded.
"Very well then. Are you the human exchange student, correct?"
"No, I'm the Martian exchange student, jackass," the human thought to himself. Instead of coming off rude, the human just nodded again.
"I see. Well, take a seat wherever."
"God damn it! Now I have to walk around like an idiot in front of most of the class. Look for a seat and hopefully not freak anyone out," the human thought as he nodded and went to take an empty seat. "Stupid lazy bastard, can't even make a ridiculous seating chart," the human thought as he took a desk in the far left corner, far away from most everybody but close enough to the door in case he needed to break and run for it. The room had never flared up again, but a number of people whispered about him.